ABC Radio Australia.
After more than 2 years of COVID-19-induced border closures, international travel is picking up again for many Pacific countries. That means a return to tourism. But the challenge is in finding workers, with many leaving the industry during the pandemic, while others have gone overseas for greener pastures. Dubravka Volodare with this report.
Tourists visiting Pacific Island countries can look forward to cocktails and sunset walks along sandy beaches. But in Cook Islands, the recently reopened tourism industry is facing a major problem.
Rarotonga is just a very busy island. We are short-staffed. We have had the issue of Cook Island people as well as our migrant workers having free access to New Zealand. New Zealand being quite short-staffed themselves, especially for migrant transient workers, have taken on Cook Island people or expatriate workers to work. Meatworks has been a popular one.
Liana Scott manages the four-star Moree Beach Hotel and is the president of the Tourism Industry Council. While occupancy is at 60%, staff shortages mean hotels can't offer their full range of services. Ms. Scott says operators are now hiring workers from Asia as well as closer to home.
We need to make up a little bit for lost ground. So we have already got quite a small population and we are seeking workers from Indonesia, Philippines and Fiji. Fiji probably being the biggest.
One of those planning to move to Cook Islands is Fijian Sanjit Pratap Singh. He's set to emigrate within the next fortnight after spotting a newspaper ad for a job.
I always look forward to working for these island-based countries. So when I saw the advertisement here in Fiji that Cook Island Hotel required a finance and administration manager, so same time it just clicked in my mind, you can see the green light. Meeting different kind of people from different cultural background, at the same time learn their way of living and culture.
The CEO of Tourism Fiji, Brent Hill, isn't worried about losing workers to Pacific countries, but he is somewhat worried about Fiji workers ending up in New Zealand and Australia.
There is a little bit of that. It's probably more the Australia and New Zealand ones because of the higher wages, obviously. We certainly need to look after and attract our fair share of workers too. So there are wonderful opportunities in Fiji. We are trying to manage. It's manageable at the moment, but it's something we continue to work on.
Fiji opened its doors to holidaymakers in December last year, and visitor numbers have been strong.
We just came off a really solid April and May's ticking along really well. And certainly looking ahead into our real peak periods of June, July, August, we're looking really solid. So, yeah, certainly looking forward with optimism.
Vanuatu is following suit soon and is planning to open its borders to tourists in July after more than 2 years of border closures. Paul Pio is with the tourism office there.
So we at the VTO are just doing an inventory of what will be available come 1st of July.
But staff shortages are a challenge for the industry, with Ni Vanuatu workers making up the largest pool of seasonal workers in Australia.
A lot of people have left the country in the last 2 years to venture into other opportunities with a seasonal work in both Australia and New Zealand. Our Department of Labour is addressing those different gaps now with different stakeholders within the government and the private sector to see how best we can address.
And it's a problem that the Vanuatu government is keen to fix before borders reopen.
Dubravka Volodare reporting.